This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farm and the plants, the fields and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Time is over for most of us on the American Family Farm, but there's still lots of interest in what's going on, including a focus of how to help your dairy during the cold weather months. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Dairy is the focus of most of our conversation this week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, dairy person, been around cows all my life. There are problems. Dairy certainly has big, big problems in the farmers not being paid enough for the work. There are lots of programs around being offered by colleges, universities that specialize in ag programs to try to get the cost of making milk down to $18 a hundredweight, which is about what they're getting paid now. I think it's $17.60 a hundredweight. I can remember it sometimes when I was selling into the pool on my farm I think at one point, because my butterfat was high, I had Jerseys, I still do, but I don't milk them. I raise replacement heifers. We were getting $24 a hundredweight at a time when it cost us about $21 or $22 a hundredweight to run the operation. However, the price is way off from that, but the costs of doing business still is huge, and thus the reason for these gigantic farms with robot milkers and all that other stuff. I know that I can't get in the way of it, because it is a sign of the times, but it doesn't set well with me and many other family dairy farmers. So there's a problem there, and from time to time I try to take apart all the aspects of farming for the farmer who owns support businesses, for the locavores. That's who this program is for, the food users of our products, the end users, the people who produce it, put it together. That's what our focus is, not the big agribusinesses supported by the huge companies that have tried to control and are successful in controlling the process of seeding and where the seeds come from and how they're reproduced, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the background to this program. We do a podcast also with the important information that comes out of these discussions. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com each week, you can get a podcast. For example, the last show, the last podcast, is a focus on a conversation I had with the director of the National Hemp Association, Josh Hendricks, who talked about in this podcast what process you have to follow to become a hemp farmer. Big difference between hemp and marijuana plants, how his company is educating the public to the health benefits of hemp oil. That's the most recent podcast. And then after our conversation today with Daniel De Carvalho, who is from Zaluvida, I believe is the name of the company, we're going to help those of you who are concerned about gas in the atmosphere and how much methane your cow is producing. We're going to take care of cow burps. In other words, in just a matter of moments. So, as a precursor to that, I've been thinking about what I do with my cows in the wintertime now is send them, because I'm not around much in the wintertime and I don't have staff here any longer. So I have a partner farmer in a community about 45 miles west of here. And so he takes the cows at the end of the season, the ones that are not ready for breeding, the ones that sometimes I have cows here that are bred and getting ready to be a service vehicle, obviously, for farmers. I have most of my cows go to a farm in Pennsylvania. The fellow that runs the dairy farm down there has the same philosophy about the cows as I do, the care, feeding, and treatment of the cows. So that's why I'm happy to raise his replacement heifers for him. But at this time of year, we start addressing the challenges of the cold weather. And if you believe any of the things, whether it's from the Farmer's Almanac or some of the predictions from the Weather Channel, this is going to be a cold winter in part, not through the whole winter, not a lot of snow apparently, but cold weather, especially February and part of March. So if you are not ready yet, I have a couple of ideas for those of you who are in dairy as the cold weather approaches, what to do with the challenge of providing the cows with food and shelter. because it's a challenging task. It was at this time of year in, let's see, was it 2015? Yeah, 2015, when we had 11 feet of snow, 30 degree below zero weather for days on end. My cows were getting stuck in the feedlot, their feet breaking their hooves off, that kind of stuff. I just, at that point, I stopped. And so I don't want those of you who are dedicated to this to have those same problems. You got to plan ahead, have the necessary resources in place to address what issues the cows may have in the cold weather. My cows got so cold they had frostbite on their teats, their bags. It was a horrible reality. And a lot of people have, you know, there aren't many cows who actually stay inside in the winter anymore. It used to be the case when I was a kid and you were a kid, the cows just stayed inside in the winter. But now there are too many of them. And I had 200 cows I was milking at the time, and I didn't have, we have a parlor that takes 30-some-odd cows at a time. So they all have to be in the loafing area, the feedlot. And most of the time, as long as they're undercover, they're fine. Matter of fact, cows, for those of you who are listening that are not familiar with dairy, cows are actually healthier during the winter months when it's cold, as long as they're not wet. Wet and cold, bad. Just plain cold, very good for them and their system. So, you know, the obvious thing, common sense, is that you got a good shelter for the cows. When it comes to nutrition, most farmers that I know find themselves using a lot of feed, a lot of hay to get the cows through the winter, because if they're eating, they're going to stay warm and healthy. It's kind of costly. There are a lot of people who are professors in these various colleges, the ag colleges around the country, that are trying to deal with the expense of feed. As the price steadily goes up, what do you do? There are, you know, the corn and hay yields and the prices are tied to the fluctuating market, which is in turn actually predicated by the weather in many circumstances. So to find the best way to manage the feed and not run out of money is a real challenge. I have found over the years, although it didn't produce milk, you give them other things, the silage, if it's good quality, helps produce milk. But any kind of hay that you have, if the cows are fussy, put some molasses on it. That keeps them eating, and it keeps their rumens working. That's what I think has, that's kind of an old way of doing it. Molasses isn't that expensive. You can find other things that are sweet that the cows will want to eat. Put bread on top of it sometimes. I used to mix the silage and the hay together. Frankly, well, we've turned to using baleage, and that's a great combination with corn. But anyway, the point is that if you have secondary quality hay, the cows have gotten their nutrition from the right stuff and they want to keep eating, then you put some molasses on. That's just one of many things that you can do. And if you haven't heard that before, a tip free of charge from the American Family Farmer. We have some tips on how to handle cow gas coming up next year on the American Family Farm. In the meantime, I would like you to have a wonderful Christmas, perhaps the best Christmas ever. And one of the best Christmas gifts ever is the MyPillow. Mike Lindell, who's the inventor of MyPillow, started with his own problem, not finding a good pillow. So he made one himself, invented and patented the fill. Now, this American-made product, which started in this guy's garage, now has 1,500 employees. You talk about a great American story. They've sold pillows to 30 million people and now are helping all those folks get the best sleep of their lives. Pretty exciting when you think about how this guy who invented MyPillow, this was his dream, so that folks could get the best rest possible. He has created something, and now 1,500 employees making these pillows that are selling like hotcakes. This is the best time of year, the best special of the year. Comes with the elegant MyPillow, the premium MyPillow. Buy one and get one free. So you have a couple of people that could use new pillows. Don't get them just one, because one doesn't work. You always have to have two pillows. So whether you're getting it for yourself, somebody that you care about, somebody in your family, friends, whomever, you need to buy two, but that's no big deal because you're only going to pay for one anyway. So why not get two for the price of one? MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV to get the benefits of this fabulous queen size, king size, whatever size you want. Visit MyPillow.com and the code is DJV for the buy one, get one free promotion for Christmas time. One more time. And you look around the website. There's a lot of great. There's the elegant standard queen size pillow, king size pillows. They're all there. And I encourage you to peruse the website, see what else they have, because you probably buy some other things there. It's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
The monarchy's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal, then it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? Because if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Those who appear to be complex and difficult turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
17 past the hour. Let me introduce you on the American Family Farmer to Daniel De Carvalho, who is the director of communications at Zaluvida, makers of Mutral for cows. Am I pronouncing all these things, including your name, Daniel, correctly?
Absolutely, yes. Hi, Doc, and thank you for having me.
Zaluvida, right? That's the name of the product that we're going to focus on.
Yeah, Zaluvida is the name of the company who is the maker of Mutral, which is the product that has an impact on cows and an impact on the environment.
Yeah. All right. So let's. This is something I scoff at the problem of methane gas and the problems that people say we're having. It's ruining the atmosphere, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think the reason that I scoff at it is because when you consider, and maybe this becomes part of our discussion here of what Mutral is all about, from my study, from my focus on this, there is something that's forgotten. When you consider about what comes out of the back end of a cow, gas comes out, but the manure that's produced by the cow has all kinds of beneficial microbes in it. So when the manure is either dropped in to the feedlot and got cleaned up, or it's out in the pasture. My cows are pasture fed. So when you look in the pasture, you see where the poop is, and you see the bright green around the poop. Mm-hmm. That tells you something about the value of the microbes that go through the process in the four stomachs of the cow. When they get out into the ground, they enhance the value of the soil and whatever is growing there. You understand that's how it works in part,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Right. We fully agree. I mean, the cow is, for those reasons and for many more reasons, the cow is a little bit of a miracle animal for us and very useful also. I mean, if you only look at the fact that the cow converts biomass that would otherwise be completely lost to us humans and helps us actually converting it into protein that then is available for humans, that makes the cow a no-brainer for everybody.
Right.
It's not only cultural important for us, it's probably very much linked to human civilization and survival.
Yeah, all right. So the
look at it.
And that's the response. If you as a farmer have somebody come in, oh, your cows are ruining the environment, just feed them some of that. Most people who protest have never seen a cow. Most people who think the cows are ruining the environment, they hear this from some progressive nutcake who hasn't looked at all sides or doesn't know. There's always another side to a story anyway, no matter what. And the other side to this story is that there is something in the rumen that helps create these microbes, so when the poop drops, it's great for the soil, and when you're spreading manure on a field, it's great for it. Now, that doesn't take away from the burping and the farting that comes from cows, and how to deal with livestock flatulence is what your company is all about. So if you want to get started, boys and girls, you go to Mutral.com, M-O-O-T-R-A-L, and follow the trail of our conversation.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an example of American Family Farmer, American broadcaster, with a way, I hope, to help farmers. The Family Farmer, an important part, a cog in the wheel of our history, and still a very important part of what we do here in terms of raising food, bringing people in. It's a segment of the farming community that most people, locals, understand and support. So, and this goes for dairy as well as produce. One of the things that is on the minds of some people is the amount of methane that comes out of the back end of a cow and the front end of a cow. Cows burp and fart same as you and I do. And so there's a company that's come up with something that is supposed to deal with the damaging effects. It's a probiotic, and Daniel De Carvalho from Zaluvida, which makes Mutral, is here with us to talk about this as it works. So this is some kind of a feed supplement, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Doctor. It's a feed supplement, and as you said, it's a probiotic, so it's a little bit comparable to us having a probiotic yogurt that we drink to help our digestion. And so what we actually do is we help the cow to have a better digestion. What we want to achieve as well is that actually the farmers can increase their revenue out of this entire process, which is something we have put a lot of thought to. And to put this in a context, we actually come from human health and have now animal health as well on our table. We exist for over 10 years, and in human health, we are market leader in Europe in fighting obesity and also in researching antimicrobial resistance. And what we saw when we looked at the cow, one thing that we wanted to do was to get a better image for the cow, because the cow takes a lot of bad image if the cow is solely responsible for climate change or global warming, and we know it is not. Well, what we do know is if there are voices saying you have to become vegan to protect the planet, then what is forgotten is actually that if the cow produces methane, and if indeed there is more methane now in the atmosphere because, as you said earlier, there are more cows now, there might be ways to aid the digestion of the cow and keep the cow, keep the dairy, keep the beef without having the same amount of methane, actually the bigger amount of methane, because there are more cows and more cows are needed for a growing human population. And what we do is, with our probiotic, as you called it, the Mutral, which is a feed supplement, it goes with what the cow feeds on, and it reduces almost instantly the methane that the cow emits, mainly by burping, by at least 30%. And that's massive. If you look that a cow is actually emitting almost as many greenhouse gases a year as an average car, and if you can reduce by 30% the amount of methane that the cow is emitting, it takes three cows to be the same as taking one car off the street. So what we hope is, let's keep the cow herds and do it in a way that it is as if we would stop cars being on the streets. If the majority of cows would have a better digestion, it would be like taking hundreds of millions of cars off the street. Mm-hmm.
There are some people who are trying to get around this as a company, and I expect to have them profiled on this program before too long. Company in Atlanta that is developing meat sources that are just the same as meat that comes off of a cow, but it's developed in a laboratory. It's not developed. You don't have to have a cow doing it. So this is a way of addressing the problem from their point of view by getting rid of half of the cows. I don't know how you're going to do synthetic milk, and that's probably just as well. But people are trying to, for the people who love meat, instead of having cows, you'd have a laboratory creating that, and that eliminates one of the things they address, and it is the need to impact global warming in a positive sense by getting rid of the methane, and there's the water issue, how much water they use, that sort of thing. So, but we're talking about the here and now, and we'll continue with this explanation in a matter of moments. Here, American Family Farmer at 28 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After the hour on the American Family Farmer Show, check out our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Interesting, hopefully compelling informational tidbits that you can learn that you don't know about, including the focus as we are today on cows and the gas. Fellow from a company called Zaluvida, which is not important for the conversation, but its product Mutral is Mutral. Daniel Day Carvalho is the expert here on methane and probiotics and that sort of thing. So how is this any different, Daniel, than the probiotics that I take every day?
It's probably not much different, just that it's targeted for ruminants, so it works in the rumen in a way that, well, our stomach works differently in a way that it wouldn't work in our stomach. We don't have the same type of bacteria here as the ruminants do, and in the rumen of the cow, one of the things that happens is that there are many useful bacteria, but there are also some bacteria that actually take energy away from the cow by taking some of the feed and simply converting it into methane at no benefit to the cow and at zero benefit to the environment because the cow burps.
So I think we just lost the connection. All right, so I'll do the best way, as I was taught by Walter Cronkite, one of the best. Whenever something technical happens like that, best thing to do is go to a commercial. So we'll get Mr. Carvalho is actually in, I think, France or Switzerland, where this company is, and so we'll get back to him in a matter of moments. In the meantime, let me talk to you about your health and your well-being. If you're trying to rectify a problem with your heart, your circulatory system, you're trying to rectify a problem that you have with your joints as we grow older, I'm certainly an example of that. I've got a problem with one of my ankles, and I have a problem with one of my knees. It's not serious, but I don't like having problems. I like to address them, and that's certainly what's happened thanks to me discovering what I want you to discover, and that's the quality of Purity products, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is such a small pill that makes such a big difference. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 has EPA and DHA fish oil, the kind that we really need. The omega-3 is the only one that you need. As a matter of fact, you should stay away from omega-6s and omega-9s. You just need omega-3s. And the superior quality of that, plus the krill oil, which targets joint comfort. There's a concentrated omega-3 fish oil and a concentrated krill oil in every little capsule that comes in the omega-50 plus a package. It's a bottle of 50 pills, or 60, I think, enough for a month. Take one in the morning and one at night. You'll get a month's supply free by calling 800-355-1493. Yeah, the people that make this product are so convinced, and so are the people who have used it, like me, that you can value this in any number of ways, but you don't know the value until you try it, so they give it to you free the first time around so you can see what impact it has. There are enough pills in here for you to take enough time to really address what the issues are and to feel better. There's a guarantee with this. In 7 days, you will feel better and you'll be better. Purity wants you to have your first bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 free. Call 800-355-1493. It's a fabulous product, actually. I'm quite pleased with it. Happy to be taking it. Happy to be telling you the story. Happy to offer it to you free without charge. 800-355-1493. You'll pay a small bit of shipping, and that's it. So call and claim your free bottle of Krill 50 Plus, Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It's good for your heart, your circulatory system, your joints, you name it, it helps it. 800-355-1493. Free bottle yours there now.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/holiday deals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
I'm Grant Langston, the new CEO of eHarmony. If you're online dating and looking for love, you're probably tired of the lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and matches that never turn into dates. If that's you, it's time to try eHarmony. Dating apps of one kind or another have been around a long time, but at the end of the day, they're just virtual bars where no one ever buys you a drink. eHarmony's different. We're built to help you have a better relationship, and we do that with 17 years of research and experience. eHarmony's gotten really good at bringing compatible people together. People that want the same things you do and are ready for a real relationship. Hey, it can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Go to eHarmony.com today and get a month free when you buy a 3-month plan. Use code DATE. eHarmony.com, use code DATE.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
American family farmer focusing on the food that you eat and where you get it. There's an interesting overview of millennials. Millennials apparently are spending much more time on necessities like grocery and gas than older generations. On average, people between the ages of 18 and 36, Kara, spend $2,300 more a year on groceries and in restaurants and that sort of thing than those who are over the age of 37. $1,300 less on travel, television, and telephones, and more money on food. I think that's fascinating. And you know what what constitutes this? This is something that's important for your health and well-being. It's also something that would be important for farm folks, people that are looking to go find the really good food. That's why millennials are spending more money, because they're searching out more than any other generation where the good local food is. And good local food costs more money. That's it. So old people are not very smart in general about where they are spending their money and how they're spending it with regard to things produced on our American family farms. And younger people, maybe it's because families have been so divorced and now the attention, so divorced from the reality of the farm. And so now the attention is back on good, healthy lifestyle and eating well, that sort of thing. So spending more on good quality food at restaurants and at the grocery store is why millennials are perhaps healthier, although I don't see a lot of them exercising, but I'm happy to find out that they're spending more money on good food. An extra $400 a year for some people, and up to $1,200 for others. Okay, so there it is, why millennials are spending more money on groceries and food. From the American Family Farmer. All right, let's try this again. The connections oftentimes are not as great as, even though we're in the technological world of wizardry. Daniel De Carvalho from the company Zeluvia. Where actually are you headquartered?
I'm calling you from Switzerland, which is where our corporate offices are. And, that might also contribute to the call getting disconnected.
Well, that's the home, though, of cows. Right?
Yeah, indeed.
Cows, Switzerland has fabulous dairy and cows all over the place, right? Population of cows is pretty solid. And how do you, is dairying there becoming modernized? And I use that term loosely. We in America think that modernization is making milking cows a big proposition. You have to have hundreds, if not thousands, of cows. I can't imagine the Swiss are comfortable with that.
Well, we certainly want to keep the cows we have, we are certainly at the forefront of those who say keep the cows. Just the reality in terms of space, obviously, is different. As a densely populated country, we don't have as much space and space essentially to have big cow herds as you have over in the United States.
Right.
That's indeed true.
Thank heavens. The big cow herds are not making it. The milk, the product that comes out of these dairies that have 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 cows is garbage. There's nothing like the qualities you can get on a good family farm. And using this, maybe the enhancement here is for those who have livestock that want to help in this circumstance. This is a good way for it to start, sort of on the local, smaller level. So if I understand basically the ingredients, Daniel, in this, are garlic and citrus extracts. What does that mean? Oranges, lemons, the rinds ground up, that sort of thing?
It's indeed garlic powder and citrus extract, which in practical terms is actually part of the orange. Uh-huh. Of which you also have a lot over there in the United States. So we are talking about ingredients that are easily available on the different continents, and ingredients that on top of it are natural. Mm-hmm. So for the cow, they don't constitute, you know, any hurdle, be it a big regulatory hurdle or any problem with acceptance by the cow. And therefore, it has this probiotic effect of assisting the digestion and reducing the loss of energy to certain bacteria here that basically eat with the cow and convert part of the feed into greenhouse gas.
Well, the bacteria are what's very important. What people don't understand, I think we can apply this to cows as well as human beings. When you take an antibiotic, it kills all the bacteria in your system, not just the bad stuff, but the good stuff. And that's why probiotics, and even now a lot of people theorizing that prebiotics are important to have. And I can't imagine that it isn't the same for cows who are going through the same process. As a matter of fact, the food is much better digested because it has four stomachs, the cow has four stomachs, four ways for it to be addressed, if you will. And so, but there is this business about what comes out of the back end versus the front end. Some people think that the problem of what comes out of the burps is worse than what comes out of the farts. If I can be crude about it, is that the case really? Are there more concerns? And if that's the case, you understand it because the gas that comes out of the front end of the cow isn't as well digested and purified as that which goes through the four stomach process, right?
Yes, 90% of it comes from the front. The ethylene comes out of the front. It comes straight from the first stomach, from the rumen. And it's not the good, helpful bacteria that are the cause of it. Those the cow needs to keep for her own good and for our good. But it's bacteria that are basically stealing part of the energy of the cow by eating with the cow from her feed. Right. And those bacteria we keep in check, and they produce less methane, making the cow climate smart and the produce of the cow therefore climate friendly. Mm-hmm. And this should actually then be, you know, that should kind of silence the voice of those that say, well, you can only drink soy milk or you have almond milk, because if you have there's an answer to that. It's clearly wrong.
Well, the answer is also that that's not really milk. It may be almond juice or something, or soy juice, or, you know, they have this thing that we have over here called muscle milk, which is nonsense. It isn't even close to milk, and neither any of these other products. It doesn't come out of a cow or a goat. It's not milk. It's not, if it hasn't been mammarized coming out of the mammary glands, it is not milk, period. End of story. So how much does it cost to do this? I think the practical side of this is that people want to know, all right, this all sounds great, I want to do it. What does it cost?
Costs vary a bit by production scale. We know that it's possible to do it for somewhere in between $60 to $160 per cow per year. Mm-hmm. We don't want the farmer to pick up the bill, though. Our vision is we know how to bring the method successfully already in some farms in Europe to achieve is that more and more consumers are willing to pay a little uptick in price on climate-friendly dairy, on climate-friendly beef, and therefore actually picking up the bill for something they want. Consumers, mm-hmm. the majority of them, want to do something good for the environment as well. It's like once we do something good with it, well, then let's pay the farmers the due money for a product that might be maybe have a premium of 10-15% on the price, but that then guaranteed comes from cows that have issued less greenhouse gases.
So what you're proposing, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that farmers who are using stuff like this get paid extra like we do for butterfat content or other value that is in the milk. So you have a base price of, let's say, 1760 a hundredweight. I get $2 a hundredweight for the extra benefit of having more butterfat and proteins and stuff. And so if I am feeding my cows this, you want to have them, the farmer paid an extra 40 cents a hundredweight or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we want actually that there is a percentage on the final product, on the price, so that the consumer helps the farmer to get a better value for that product, because that product is a product of a cow that is climate smart. So the consumer certainly wants to honor that. And this then should represent it for the farmer. There are actually not more costs, but an added revenue stream for having a special quality produce available to the market. Yeah.
Well, I can see this. I used to sell raw milk on my farm. I could see this as a real benefit to get more money from people who are buying it direct from the farmer whether the raw milk is what you're buying or you're getting milk that's processed at the farm. But explaining this to the people, the local boards who are your customers, is an important thing to do because they will. You're right. They'll pay extra for it because they're conscious of this problem. What a great idea. I'm really quite happy that we've had the opportunity to explain this to people who are dairy folks. Mootral, MOOTRAL.com. Thanks to Daniel De Carvalho explaining that.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Now 53 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. Our focus in this hour of our adventure together has been dairy, what to do with cows that maybe have too much gas, solution to that problem. Also, the understanding that we have about dairy and where it's all going, how many people does it take to service the cows well, and the cold weather, what do you do to prepare for the winter? I'm going to talk about the 4-H exploration into dairy in just a moment. I'll have a commentary.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
All right, so let's deal with the continuing focus. I was going to say the problems that we have with farmers who are dairying, and there really is a problem. I saw a survey of young farmers focusing on what they want to do, access to land, debt that they have to pay as students that have gone to college, laboring on farms, that sort of thing. All of these are barriers, so the research suggests, to get the new generation of young farmers, American farmers. We got a lot of illegal aliens who are here, who are becoming, sadly, the next generation of American farmers, and they're not family farmers necessarily. They've come here as laborers. Many of them don't speak English. They're illegal. It's a real problem. Sustainability on the farm, the turnoff from those, especially when it comes to dairy, because the stupidity of the government and how they've colluded with Suiza, Dean Foods, that bunch to cap what you can make selling your milk if you put it into the pool versus what you can do on your own if you have your own production facilities. That's a whole different story. But and a lot of farmers who stay in dairy have to do that. But the people who are in the millennial generation, they see how hard their parents have worked, and they don't have anything to show for it except the land. So why would you do that? And until we address that, there's going to be a very serious problem moving forward when it comes to dairy. So I thought it was interesting that the annual 4-H Dairy Challenge, which is usually designed every year to test the knowledge that they have of the dairy industry in this instance, it's a competitive way to look at the people who are available, who want to get into and go to school to study the dairying, animal husbandry, that sort of thing. So through this mechanism of the annual dairy challenge, they found out a lot. This is University of Vermont, but it's happening at colleges and universities all around, land-grant colleges all around the country that focus like system in New York. There are a number of good schools, ag schools. One of them is in an area where I'm very familiar, Cobleskill. SUNY Cobleskill is a great place to go. There are also others down in Texas. The school in Stephenville, the Texas A&M school there. There are all of these things are going on at these schools. And actually, they're starting with youngsters that are 8 or 9 years old to teach them about dairy, about cows. These are kids that are coming from regular family. They belong to 4-H, but they're getting exposure to cows. You know, most children that are in school, elementary school, think cows are messy. Ooh, poop from the cow. Most of the average kids, they don't know anything about farms. So this is only happening in certain parts of the country, as I'm underscoring. Wouldn't it be nice if we had more 4-H clubs and we had more people, adults, who were trying to mentor using 4-H as, I mean, there are others, but I'm thinking about 4-H because something that I went through, and I actually was on the board of the local 4-H organization for a number of years. Became frustrated when it didn't focus as much on dairy as I thought it should. So if you got a 4-H club near you, encourage youngsters to join, and you help out. Because if you want to have succession, this is the best way to do it. Get the youngsters excited and knowledgeable about what comes in the Dairy Challenge comes forth.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.